God takes the chosen ones seriously. He doesn't play games when it comes to protecting those he has set apart. In fact, there's a powerful example in the Bible where God brought a famine upon an entire region. Why? Because of one person's wrongdoing against his anointed. He didn't just stop at a warning. He took away their food, their water, everything they depended on. That's the level of seriousness we're talking about when someone harms a chosen one. It's no small matter. Today, I want to share an important message with you about this. But first, take a moment to reflect. If you've ever been hurt, don't hesitate to let it out. Drop a comment below and say, "Yeah, I've been hurt." There's strength in vulnerability, and being a chosen one means embracing humility. That's part of what sets you apart from others. It's your willingness to be honest, to be real, even when it's difficult. If this message resonates with you, take a second to hit the like button. Let's spread this to more people who need to hear it. We've all been there, feeling the sting of someone's words or actions. But here's the truth, chosen ones are not like everyone else. When someone hurts a chosen one, the consequences are severe. The universe doesn't let it slide because chosen ones carry a special purpose, a divine mission, and that comes with divine protection. Chosen ones are unique. They have hearts full of love, kindness, and patience. They bring peace wherever they go and carry an energy that's almost impossible to ignore. If you've ever been around a chosen one, you know how their presence feels, warm, genuine, and uplifting. That's why it's crucial to treat them with care and respect. Their spirit is truly one of a kind. The presence of a chosen one carries a unique energy, something that can't be ignored. People around them can sense it immediately, though how they respond to it is their choice. Some may show respect, while others might dismiss or even harm them. But when someone chooses to harm a chosen one, things begin to unravel for them. Chosen ones are not here for ordinary purposes. Their lives are dedicated to fulfilling God's divine mission. You can't interfere with that without facing serious repercussions. If you're a chosen one and someone has wronged you, you don't need to act on it. Revenge isn't your responsibility. Trust in this truth. Those who mistreat you are already facing the consequences of their actions. Think about the people who disrespected you, perhaps a boss at work or someone in your personal life. It's likely that their lives aren't going well now. Businesses that mistreat chosen ones often fail, and individuals who harm them face struggles they can't seem to escape. God doesn't stand by when a chosen one is hurt. You don't need to waste your energy seeking justice because it's already being handled. Over time, you'll hear about what happened to those who wronged you. It'll feel like their presence has vanished, as if they've disappeared from your life. Sometimes it's literal. They might experience illness, misfortune, or worse. These outcomes aren't coincidences. They're the natural consequences of harming someone who is under God's protection. I've witnessed this countless times. People who hurt a chosen one find themselves trapped in cycles of misfortune. Their health deteriorates, bad luck follows them, and nothing seems to go right. The Bible gives countless examples of this. Entire cities brought to ruin because they wronged one of God's anointed. This divine protection still applies today. God intervenes when his chosen are harmed, ensuring justice is served in ways no one can deny. When someone goes against you, especially if you are one of God's chosen ones, you can rest assured that justice is already in motion. God doesn't overlook the wrongs done to his anointed. The people who betrayed your trust, caused you pain, or treated you unfairly often find themselves facing unexpected challenges, be it accidents, setbacks, or other difficulties. This isn't about wishing harm on anyone. It's about recognizing that the universe operates under divine laws. God's justice is always at work, even when we can't see it immediately. I've come across so many stories where people who suffered from betrayal, jealousy, or mistreatment later discovered that those who wronged them were struggling. It's not just coincidence. When people harm a chosen one, it often backfires. Their plans crumble and their lives spiral into disarray. Those who try to take advantage of the chosen, thinking their kindness is weakness, quickly learn that the consequences are unavoidable. There's a saying, "Do not touch my chosen ones." It's not just words, it's a divine principle. Throughout history, we've seen that when chosen individuals are harmed, it triggers consequences on a large scale. Empires have fallen, and entire civilizations have faced ruin when they ignored this warning. The universe ensures the Chosen are protected because they are here to fulfill a greater purpose. Angels, as God's messengers, often intervene to protect and guide the Chosen. They might not appear as winged beings, but they work through people and events to steer us in the right direction. Think of the story of Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible. God sent his Chosen to warn the people, giving them a chance to change. When those warnings were ignored, destruction followed. It's a powerful reminder of the seriousness of ignoring what is right and just. God's justice is unwavering, and his Chosen ones are never forgotten. Let's take this message to a personal level. When God places someone special in your life, a friend, a mentor, or even a stranger who impacts you deeply, it's never random. These people often come as a chance, sometimes the last one, to guide us toward the right path. They serve as lights in our lives, much like how Jesus came to lead people toward truth and redemption. Ignoring or mistreating someone sent by God is not just a missed opportunity, it invites consequences, just like in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Those who ignored the warnings faced destruction because they refused to change. When someone chooses to hurt a chosen one, especially someone meant to bring positivity or guidance into their life, they're not just causing harm, they're setting themselves up for trouble. Think of it like walking into quicksand. Every action of malice or harm only pulls them deeper into problems. If they don't take responsibility or make things right, they're ignoring that inner voice urging them to do better. This kind of resistance leads to more pain, not just for others, but for themselves. God's justice doesn't always show up immediately in ways we can see, but it's always present, working behind the scenes. The repercussions of mistreating a chosen one might appear in unexpected ways: sleepless nights, feelings of unrest, or even physical sickness. These aren't mere coincidences. It's God's way of sending a message, a reminder that hurting those under his protection comes with a cost. If you've been hurt by someone, especially as one of God's chosen, know that you don't need to seek revenge. The matter isn't yours to handle. God sees everything, and he doesn't take it lightly when his chosen are wronged. His justice is real and unavoidable, a powerful reminder that no one can mistreat his anointed without facing the consequences. When someone chooses to hurt a chosen one, whether through physical harm, emotional pain, or manipulation, they're doing more than just causing temporary damage. It's like they're disrupting the balance of the universe. Imagine this: when a chosen one sheds tears, feels heartbreak, or endures abuse, it sends ripples through everything. It's as if they've committed a crime, not just against the person, but against the divine plan itself. And God, who sees everything, doesn't ignore it. Here's the part that should bring you peace. If you are a chosen one who has been hurt, you don't need to carry the weight of seeking justice. God has already taken it into his hands. The concept of karma is very real, but it doesn't always operate on a schedule we can predict. It might take days, months, or even years, but eventually the one who wronged you will face the consequences of their actions. They may experience personal struggles, falling into addiction, dealing with unresolved pain, or encountering barriers they can't overcome. This isn't because you've wished harm upon them, but because they crossed a line by hurting someone who is under divine protection. There's a cost to that, and it's unavoidable. This isn't about revenge or holding on to anger. It's about trusting in God's justice, knowing that it never fails. Your job is to keep moving forward, holding on to your faith and your peace. You're not alone in this journey. Jesus walks with you, carrying you through the moments when it feels hardest to stand. With him, you'll overcome anything. So stay strong, stay hopeful, and leave the rest to God. He will handle what needs to be handled in his perfect way and timing. Peace and love to you, and take care of your beautiful soul.